an oil field service on Crosswinds Drive, which is connects to Highway 21 across from Coulter Field. They spilled an amount of hydrochloric acid. They were able to confine it to a containment area. They had a crew on site right away to start remediation. Our College Station Fire Department, Bryan Fire Department, Precinct 3 and Precinct 2 responded, emergency response to it. We stayed in emergency response mode and let the private remediation firm handle it as long as they didn't run into any problems. We had personnel suited up, ready to go in and assist if needed. It was originally expected that by the time they had it all neutralized and parts of it neutralized, diluted, and sucked into trucks to be transported off, that it would be into the 5 o'clock hour, and we were concerned about traffic control out on 21 as we were down to two lanes. However, we've had really good luck in getting it taken care of, and here we are at 451, and everybody is off scene, and the road is open.
Anybody hurt?
There's no injuries whatsoever. And another wonderful thing to hear is that nobody was harmed. The wind carried the vapors well, and those in the exact vicinity downwind, all they had to do was shelter in place. We did not have to do a forced evacuation. And so we had a lot of blessings concerning this incident.
I'm trying to get a mental picture of just how far off the highway this spill would have happened.
The oil field company is approximately 100 to 150 feet off of the intersection of Crosswinds. They're about the third business on the west side of Crosswinds Drive after you enter Crosswinds Drive off Highway 21.
And was the spill like in a driveway or parking area or just where?
I was not up close enough to see everywhere that the spill was. I did see some remediation and neutralization taking effect inside a containment area, inside a diked area, and I believe that most of it was held into those areas. We did not have, as far as I know, very much product that was out free-flowing.
You mentioned that there was no forced evacuation. Were neighbors encouraged to leave or shut their windows, or in this type of situation, what are the options?
We had dispatched to a half mile reverse 911 call out, advising people based on what testing had been done on the percentages in the air of the acid, and they were advised to shelter in place, which would have had them closing windows and staying inside and not getting outside.
So while the fire departments were in gear ready to assist if necessary, again, it was the private entities hired by the company that was involved with the acid spill that took care of everything?
Yes, there was a private firm that who does remediation for their business that went in and actually did the cleanup, neutralization, arranged for the vacuuming of the product and transport off to appropriate site. They'll be making out reports to DCEQ and the other authorities based on what they had to do. We were there in a role ready to respond if they had issues or if one of their people had a problem while working. And around that, we had a team geared up and ready to respond into the what we call the hot zone around the product.
So is this something where the landowner has to get to final clearance from the fire department or from TCEQ or what agencies, if you know?
The overall incident will be reviewed by TCEQ. We had some jurisdictional, Precinct 3 had some jurisdictional rights and responsibilities to their plan for cleanup and so on, to make sure that the folks around them were not harmed in any way and that they would be safe in what procedure they were doing. But TCEQ, the state agency, is going to be the overseeing agency as far as doing the follow-up investigation over the spill, and they'll be the ones that get the final reports.
Other than the containment and the remediation at the scene and the traffic issues, anything else that were obstacles at this incident?
No, not really. We were blessed with it. It was temperate temperature. There was a bit of a breeze. It was not at 5 o'clock yet. We were concerned that we were going to get into a traffic issue. Everything just kind of worked out very well for us today.